Marvelous week of teaching, Diana. Marvelous week of teaching. We got three key phrases in the Bible. Three of them. Most powerful. And we need to experience this. There is a nevertheless moment in our life. There's a even now moment in our life. And there's also yet a great thing. And suddenly, I was almost going to give up. Have you ever been at a point you says, man, I've been searching for this. I'm searching for this street. I'm searching for this place. I'm searching and I can't find it. I spent almost a hour trying to locate this and I can't. And I'm ready to go home. And I said, let me try one more.
Give it one more try.
Let me give it one more try. Boom. I find it. I said, I was almost going to give up. I was almost going home. And it was a great thing that I did try one more time. I got where I need to go. That's the moment, man. That's the moment, friends. That's the moment. Don't count yourself out. There's a almost, nevertheless moment. There's a nevertheless moment all week. Take it from there, Dad.
And a but even now. And an end suddenly. So we look, we've been talking about the beginning of Peter's encounter when he first met Jesus in Luke chapter 5. And Peter now has developed into what we're seeing, having this end suddenly moment here now in the book of Acts. He developed over time because he was willing to have nevertheless at Jesus's word. And he moved at a nevertheless word, and he had an experience. He had, but even now, moments. And he ends up with his end suddenly. The fulfillment of what Jesus told him back in the beginning is now taking place in the books of Acts. It's the same Peter that had an empty boat, the same Peter who was defeated, the same Peter who didn't have nothing to show for his time. The same Peter who gave opportunity for Jesus to fill his empty place, the boat. The same Jesus who decided to converge, the same Peter that decided to converge with Jesus to bring their lives together. Then the same Peter who turned around and denied him at a point. The same Peter.
Yeah.
He's now developed into this end suddenly moment. And that's in Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So they have this encounter with the Holy Spirit. They're filled with the outward pouring, that outward pouring into the inner of them of the Holy Spirit. So now people, there's people around, people are watching. And if you skip down to Acts chapter 2, verse 14, people are mocking them in verse 13, saying that they're drunk, they're full of new wine. But Peter, he comes with defense in Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young man shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. So he's here quoting the book of Joel.
Yes.
So he has grown in the word of God. He's coming to defense of the people of God. When he was, you know, hiding previously prior to the crucifixion, when Jesus was apprehended, when he was doing his thing, he was denying Christ as such at that time. Oh, no, I don't know him, cussing and everything. So he didn't look like him. But now his language has changed. He had this end suddenly encounter. So everything that Jesus said, he said, if you follow me, I will make you. If you follow me, I will make you. If you follow me, I will make you. And when something's being made, we know that it goes through process. It doesn't just automatically appear. It goes through process. So Peter submitted himself to the process. Nevertheless, at your word. But even now, I know.
No.
And suddenly.
And Peter went through all of those processes. Mm-hmm. All of those processes. Because you remember, he has an encounter with God, with Jesus. He has an encounter, Diane, when Jesus asks, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And the disciples were able to tell Jesus everything that people talk about him. Because they're all hearing it. Think about it. They weren't shy. They says, you know what they're saying? You really want to know what they say you are? Some say you're Beelzebub. They heard it all from people. And then Jesus look around and says, okay, those guys, nah, just think. I want to just be a fly on the wall. Yeah. They're ready to tell Jesus. When Jesus opened up such a question, he said, who do men say that I am? And boy, not one of them says, we don't know. We don't know because we weren't hearing. We weren't involved in the gossiping. Oh, they were ready. They were ready to tell Jesus all the names that they heard people say that he was. And then Jesus turned around and says, then who do you say that I am? I wonder what you tell them. What did you tell them? If they say that, what was your weakness?
And his response in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
That's his word. Mm-hmm. So we got that great moment right there, Dan. Mm-hmm. We have another great moment, high moment. But how about when Jesus was going to the cross? How about that moment with Peter when Jesus was going to the cross? And they come up to Peter and says, were you with that man? See that great moment? Who do men say that you are? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus crowned him. He says, Peter, that is true. True, truth. That is the truth. And the Father have revealed that truth to you. Flesh and blood couldn't reveal that truth. So it comes from the Father to you. And because of that confession, that's where the church of heaven is going to build. I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not, will not, cannot prevail against it. Okay? High moment. Then come Jesus, the crucifixion, going on the cross. And Peter was afar off.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 54. Having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance.
At a distance, far off.
Now, when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. Mm. But he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him.
Yeah.
And after a little while, another saw him and said, you also are of them.
Yeah.
But Peter said, man, I am not.
None of them.
Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galatian.
Yeah.
But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying.
Yeah.
Immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
Yeah.
So Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Nevertheless.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless.
You're going to see this. Mm-hmm. He goes through that moment. And he realized that I just blew it. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm done. Peter was. Forget it. I'm just going to go back to my fishing business. I blow it. This thing is not for me. And Jesus come back from the resurrection. And he said, go call Peter.
And he met him there, the breakfast by the sea.
Come on.
In John chapter 21.
Yeah, he was about his fishing business.
He met him back.
Yeah.
John chapter 21, verse 3.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing.
Yeah, I'm done.
They said to him, we are going with you also.
Yeah.
They went out and immediately got into the boat.
Yeah.
And that night they caught nothing.
Again.
Once again, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore.
Yeah.
Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no.
No.
And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in
again
because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, is it the Lord?
Lord.
Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
Yes.
So that is returning to the joy of your salvation. Through all the disappointments, after all.
Even now.
After the mess up, after the big denial, after all of this, he's returning to the joy of his salvation. He jumps in that water and he goes and he has yet again an encounter with Jesus. He's restored back on to Jesus. Reconciliation takes place. Again, at a place of emptiness. They're out back fishing, unsuccessful. After Jesus goes through the cross, after he resurrects, and he's now presenting himself to them to encourage them and to continue them, prepare them for what was next.
You see, it's never too late with God. God will never give up on any one of us. Don't give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. Even now. Nevertheless, there's an uncertain moment coming. Never give up on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's never too late.
And Jesus said to them, verse 10, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. So he was excited to bring his catch to Jesus. And they sit down, they eat, they break bread together, and they have a conversation. And Peter moves yet again from where he is to where he is going. Then he's the bold one that stands up in Acts chapter 2 and defends the people of God through the experience of the Holy Spirit, of what was going on in that time. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.